On Thursday's front page, Pakistan's army chief is struggling to save his job. We'll look at why. The Tennessee Valley Authority says a half-built nuclear plant that's been in mothballs for 23 years may be its best bet for generating economical new energy. And when it comes to mannequins, one size no longer fits all. More and more retailers are having their mannequins custom made. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Pakistan's army chief is fighting to save his job in the wake of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. General Ashfaq Pervez Kayani is under fire from top generals who are demanding a harder line against the U.S. They say General Kayani has gotten too cozy with Washington. They're also angry the Obama administration didn't clue Pakistan in before the raid began. Also on Thursday's front page, Wall Street stumbled over the latest economic data. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 178 points on concerns about inflation in this country and the debt crisis in Greece. The market has given back almost all its gains for the year. It's fallen 7% from its peak at the end of April. In Greece, thousands took to the streets in Athens. They were protesting austerity measures. Prime Minister George Papandreou said he'd reshuffle his cabinet and request a vote of confidence in Parliament. At stake is the prospect of a new bailout plan. Several countries have distanced themselves from nuclear power in the wake of the disaster in Japan, but the Tennessee Valley Authority is trying to revive a nuclear reactor in Alabama that it never finished. The TVA says it may be the best bet for cleaner and cheaper electricity. The plant was mothballed 23 years ago. Now the cost estimates for finishing it run as high as $5 billion. Some experts say that's too much. They also say it's in an earthquake zone. A former CIA officer says Bush administration officials wanted damaging personal information on a professor who was a critic of the war in Iraq. Glenn Carl used to work for the CIA and served as a top counterterrorism official during the Bush administration. He says the White House asked for sensitive information on University of Michigan professor Juan Cole. Carl says his supervisor at the National Intelligence Council told him White House officials wanted to get Cole. Carl says providing the information to do that would have been illegal. One size fits all no longer applies to mannequins. More and more retailers are using custom-made models. Every hand is curved and every leg is shaped to reflect the retailer's particular brand. Times reporter Stephanie Clifford says the sportswear company Athleta commissioned mannequins based on track and field athlete Danielle Halverson. She's training for the Olympics. It took about 2 weeks for seven sculptors to make clay prototypes working from digital 3D scans. Then there's the homework revolt. The concern is high-stakes testing and competition for college have fueled a grind that's stressing out children. The Galloway School Board in southern New Jersey is considering limiting homework on weeknights to 10 minutes for each year of school. That means 20 minutes for second graders, 60 minutes for sixth graders. Galloway is also considering banning assignments on weekends, holidays, and school vacations. Inside Thursday's Times, the White House is telling Congress President Obama has the legal authority to continue U.S. participation in the NATO air war over Libya. This even though lawmakers haven't authorized it. White House lawyers say the administration is not violating the War Powers Resolution because U.S. forces haven't been engaged in hostilities since NATO took over the campaign in April. The U.S. took on what's mainly a supporting role, providing surveillance and refueling for Allied warplanes. States are bracing for an end to extra payments for Medicaid. The Obama administration added some $90 billion back in 2009. That money runs out on July 1st, and states are preparing to cut benefits. One result, costs are likely to rise in other parts of the healthcare system. Experts say hospitals often try to make up for the loss of Medicaid revenue by charging more for patients who have private insurance. Thursday's Business Day section says Johnson & Johnson is bailing out on drug-coated heart stents. The company will stop making them at the end of the year and eliminate up to 1,000 jobs. Johnson & Johnson pioneered stents. Their tiny device is designed to keep arteries open in the heart. Some researchers now say stents are overused. They also say there may be cheaper and safer ways to avoid heart attacks or strokes. Here in New York, Republicans who control the state Senate stalled a last-minute push for gay marriage. The Republicans met for 4 hours, but they couldn't decide whether to bring gay marriage to a vote. Times reporter Nicholas Confessori explains.
For the Senate Republicans, what's really happening here is they're debating the future of the majority in the state Senate. They have a base in their party that is firmly opposed to this bill. And they're worried that if they take steps to try to pass it, that conservative activists, conservative leaders in their own party will refuse to support them in the elections in 2012. It's a big deal for the Republicans. It's a hard issue. Right now, we've had advocates in the Capitol on both sides angrily shouting and protesting. And we're going to wait and see if there will be a decision on whether to have a vote and if the votes will be there if there is a vote to pass same-sex marriage in New York.
Times reporter Nicholas Confessori in Albany. And the owners of the Empire State Building are at odds with Skyride. That's the motion simulation helicopter ride on the second floor. Now the fight has gone to court. Skyride's owner is accusing the owners of the Empire State Building of having decided Skyride clashes with the building's spiffy new image. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts, with an S on the end, at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.